He put his finger on me like this, and I don't understand that. And I was just looking at him like this, you know, what happened? You know, what you doing? And then, you know, he kept doing. Ah! He was so mad, and I said, and I couldn't breathe. When I couldn't breathe, I was like, I'll call the police. And I would say, that's when he dropped it, and then he was threw me like that. And then my son and my daughter was that hurt, and then she said, go, see. And then my youngest son was come, Dad, stop it. He was like, he had a different face, like in front of everybody and in front of his friend. He looks like he's very nice person, but to us, you know, to me and to children, we know, you know how he is, you know, and he still continue. And then, you know, he keep preying on us, you know, until now he was able to do whatever he wants. Like I said, you know, whenever he's angry, he started touch me, you know, just like slap me, hit me, kick me, do whatever. Even when I was pregnant, you're good for nothing, he said. You're good for nothing. Every day he said that. It's come to my ear. You're good for nothing. You're good for nothing. You know, you're dust, you know, and then you're from garbage. All those things, you know, whatever he does, you know. I could take it, you know, but when he tried to kill me, I feel like, you know, I feel so not worth it, you know, like I don't know. They said that if you be good and kind to someone, then someone will be kind more to you. But this is not the case, you know. I always hoping and I always have hope, you know, that one day he will change. He will be, you know, he will love me, and you know, I don't know. I feel like maybe I feel I'm not worth it, or I don't know. When I came out from Indonesia, I don't have anybody, and then I by myself, you know. Basically, that's the time I remember he started, you know, very rough and very abusive, you know, in language, in everything, you know, in every aspect, you know, because I guess, you know, he realized, you know, I don't have anybody else. I couldn't tell my father, I couldn't tell my mother, I couldn't tell anybody in my family. This is only, they didn't know so far what I've been through. I kept it to myself until I couldn't take it. The only time I started talking went after he tried to kill me. That's it, because I thought, this is it, you know, because if I die, then, you know, I cannot definitely take care of myself. I cannot take care of my children, you know. So I said, that's it. I have to be out. That's the only time. And I started talking to my sister, and I started talking to my mom, and they feel so bad because they said, why didn't you tell me that long? They suspected, but I feel ashamed. I feel embarrassed, you know. Like, you know, you choose your person, in the person yourself. You know, we agreed to get married, and now, you know, I fail, you know. So I couldn't tell anyone. I never told anyone.